The title story of the second collection of short stories is called The Ghost of Sandburg's Fazag. And people have a lot of trouble with Fazag. Fazag is the facial features. In my love affair with Chicago, there was also this rediscovery of Sandburg and the wonderful work that he did in his lifetime. And also a discovery of a language that is almost passé, such words as Fazag. But Sandburg's work is filled with kind of old American English. And I wanted to honor that as well in trying to do this story called The Ghost of Sandburg. And it starts by kind of bringing Sandburg back to life and taking him into the city once again in more modern times, and what he sees and what he thinks. And I tried to write it both as a narrative and a little bit of Sandburg's language at the same time, or his style, and then use Sandburg's work as well. So it's a real fragmentary thing, but more of a collage in a sense. So I hope you can stay with me on this. All right, starts with the line from Borges. Now, of course, there are two Sandburgs. Sandburg, rising, a prairie, a harvest of wheat to his hair, spewing out a dry weed stuck between his teeth, rubbing prairie roses from his eyes, brushing both hands through his hair for that part slightly to the right, combing each side down straight through his fingertips over the top of his ears, yawning, breaking, shoveling for his black shoes, his gray stockings, baggy brown pants, wrap-around twice-worn leather belt, white shirt tucking in back, sides front, galluses over the bony shoulders, buttons, and a bow tie blue. Nah, I'll wear me a red handkerchief today, gargling sandpaper throat, bricklayer's hands, parting the clean curtains, chucking his visage in the glass, that face of his, that face he's got, the looking glass man. Time, the storyteller, you can't shut up. He goes on and on. Halsted Street, Harrison Street, Peoria Street. The traffic in his eyes, broken faces, police whistles, iron fences, loving, hunger, Grant on his bronze horse in Lincoln Park under snow, a man singing. Streetcars, neighbors at work, washerwoman, fish crier, cripples, passers-by with silence written on mouths, killers, working girls, masses of asses in the fog. We were the people, maybe. Sandburg shaking it off. I wish to God I never knew you now. Shaking off his fazag, scattering myth in a puff of milkweed seed, now cornhusker, haystack hair, cornflower eyes, golden squash skin, prairie wind stealing his songful breath. I am, I am, I am dust, laughter, stars, radishes, eggs, frost and crow, kiss, water, muskrat, pumpkin, river, railway, limestone, walnut, potato blossom, concertina, melon, eagle, loam, lover. The ghost of Sandburg shoveling off to the streets, trailing a busted walnut guitar behind him, a bucket of mud, a pail of smoke, a pocket of Illinois prairie, no more. I wish to God I'd never. Stockyard slaughtered, hog butcher heaven, skyscraper stillborn. They tell me you are crooked, are wicked, are brutal. Yes, the people, the family of man, always the mob. Perish the people, people putting handles on all the languages. Talk is cheap, naming's becoming numbering. Hold still, shovel it all under, let me work. I was the people, wasn't I? Chicago citizen, Illinois boy, Midwest meanderer. Oh, I had a zoo inside me once. There's a baboon in me. I study the language of tavern souls and intoxication still. The old lady left me. Well, I threw her out. Women go crazy in their change of life. She was drinking a bottle of VO a day. Tomorrow I go to traffic court. I left her the car, you see, and she's been getting all these goddamn traffic tickets. All parking tickets, mostly. She didn't think I'd know, but I got a letter to appear in court the other day for all the goddamn traffic tickets she's been getting. Well, they're in for a big surprise if they think I'm going to pay them. I'm just going to tell them she left me, and she's got the car, and those tickets are all hers. What the hell can they say? What can they do to me? If I get a nice judge, he'll understand. A good judge should understand about women. Hell, why should I have to pay for her goddamn mistakes? Three things happen to a woman when she goes through this. Either she hits the bottle for good, or she starts jazzing anything that moves, or she widens up. I know where she hangs out. Her friends tell me what she's doing. I know what she's doing every night. Drinking like a fish, jazzing like a mink. Not wising up one damn bit. I'm working on a trap, though. I got this dolly all lined up, just me and this babe somewhere, and then, bingo, in walks my wife, all of a sudden coming in and catching me. If that'll work, then I'll divorce her. If that don't work, that's all I can do. That's all the hell I can do. Neighborhood, backyards, fences, and gangways, and alleys, and street lamps. Neighborhoods of garage cans, and milk wagons, and ice wagons, and junk wagons. Kick the can and cherry trees and robins and apple trees and sparrows and elms and Lombardies and catalpas with long thin black cigars for smoking. Morning glories and gutters and wooden steps and front porches and back porches, hide and seek. Here I come, ready or not. Corner taverns, buckets of beer, pinochle, parish, priest. Step on a crack and break your mother's back. Wood smoke, burning leaves, squirrel, robin, blue jay, screams, moths, crystal sets. Radio, the polka hour, concertina, dumplings, sauerkraut, working stiffs, homemade wine in the basement. The light in that basement window, the ghost of old man Darova, turning the spigot on a 50-gallon barrel of homemade Yugoslav wine, filling a mason jar and slumping on a stool near the cement basin, feeling the presence of the past. Darova, slaughtering stockyard Slav, blood shoveler. The ghost of Sandberg sipping wine beside him, the work and the weary taking up a song. I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Why, Joe, you're 10 years dead, I said. I never died, said he. Darova squeezing the wine of the mason jar tight in both hands, steeped in blood. No work, no money. Work, no money, is no good, nothing, I got nothing. It's the same, it's always altogether the same. I knew that the WPA can't do a thing for me. Darova, a broken jar of wine at his feet, the stool upturned, dangling by a lamp cord like a side of beef from the basement rafters. I never died, says he. There's a fox in me. I stand before the place that was once Minsky's Burlesque. I hang around a while, hankering for the drum roll and the baggy pants comic, the screech of the curtain, the dancer with the moon in her hair. And now, straight from Paris, just back from a swing through South America, here she's live on stage, Stormy. Oh, she was young. Oh, she was blonde. Oh, she was beautiful. And oh, she could dance a Lake Michigan moon out of the water and onto her hair. Swaying in a black velvet, she moved out of the river within me. Oh, prairie night, oh, dark thunder, oh, shimmering woman, I am one of your boys. For Stormy could bump, and she could grind, and she could bump, and she could grind, and she could promise you everything, even up there in the last row of the highest balcony. And she could bounce it to you, and to you, and to you, and you knew she promised you everything, and never deliver the goods. Because Stormy could bump, and she could grind, and she could put her hands on her hips and guarantee all movable parts. Because Stormy vibrated the language of burlesque and had mastered the artful art of the bump and the grind and the terrible, taunting technique of the tease. She bumped it to the boys in the first five rows. She threw it to a mailman ready to receive and deliver her message in all kinds of weather. Oh, she could bump and she could shake and she could throw her head right into your lap. She could dance until the Broadway Limited left the next day, and she could bump all night moving freight through silent fields of tall corn with only a whistle for song. She could strip to the essentials, moving it barely at all. Gastormi, stripped clean, was anticlimactic. Gastormi, all in her finery, was burlesque bona fide. The boom da da boom da da boom of the drums, the drop of the gloves, the swish of the hips, the toss of the moonlit hair, the backside journey of a zipper, the coyly turned head, and a wink. And the "this is what you've been waiting for, boys," as Stormy turns and bears to face all the world of Minsky's. And the lights go out, and the curtain screeches shut, and the music and the hand clapping and the shouts. And I tell you, there was nothing in a world like this but a wind died down. "There is a wolf in me," said Sandberg. He was besieged, as Sandberg was, by the contemporary bullshitters of his time, dressed now in saffron robes, dressed in white, dressed in black, all on the contemporary Chicago corners, "Gimme Mazuma," or as hell's bells. Sandberg, hightailing it for West Madison, pausing briefly beneath Klaus Oldenburg's bat column, smiling, "Here is a tall, bold slugger," then skedaddling for a mission on Madison, still searching for the word. He takes a back seat, his visage lost in a sorrowful sea of faces. "Brother, can you spare a dime?" "Waiting to be fed." "But not just yet." "No, not just yet. First you get the word. First, the word to fill the stomach, to stem the hunger pains." The Reverend Cracker appears. "Something's got a hold of me last night," urging every man jack to stand. "I said stand!" And while he and his cronies pray out loud, Cracker ascends a high platform, studying every place, including Sandberg's visage. "How many of you men had to flew?" he hollers. "Some people tell me heaven's like Chicago," he taunts. "Some people tell me heaven's like Skid Row," he screams. One crony plays a guitar, another a violin, and one begins to sing, "There's one way to God." Cracker joining in, sermon, song, the song of hungry stomachs. "Brother, I am on fire," sees Sandberg. "Last night I dreamed an angel came," sings Cracker. A black man closes his eyes and sways gently with the song. "Say amen," says Cracker. "Amen," say the men. "That's all you men are, is diamonds in the rough," screams Cracker. That's all. Am I right, men? Am I right? How many of you men think the river's end?" Cracker's right. How the riffin' Cracker's right. See, all you men there? Say that the Reverend Cracker speaks the truth. Say it. There. Now, all you men, say amen. "You come along squirting words at us, shaking your fist and calling us all damn fools, so fierce the froth slubbers from your lips. How many of you men think we should throw that man out over there? How many of you men think we shouldn't stay but keep his mouth shut? Now I'll say this. Promise be the Lord, and praise be the Lord. That's right. Now that's good. You know that's the most sensible thing you said all day. There's nobody deserves to hear the truth twice if they heard it once. I like to watch a good four-flusher work. I will be the wind of the people. I will be the word of the people. Mine will be the bleeding mouth from which the gag is snatched. I will say everything." Sandberg, sunrise, and now When has creative man not toiled so deep in myth? He doffs his cap to the ghost daily in the Civic Plaza. Sandberg bids now adieu. A Polaroid camera in hand, asking the city worker to please take a shot of him under the Picasso. Click. Sandberg smiling with the black pools of Picasso's eyes shining down upon him. The dimple on Daly's chin winking. Sandberg merging with morning now down Dearborn and melting into mosaics, the mosaic of Chagall, seesawing through Calder's red stabile, snapping photos of a free-floating poem. Sauntering Sandberg on LaSalle Street, tossing wooden nickels into the doorway of all the bank buildings, then rising to the heights of Sears Tower. Sandberg quaffing a dark beer at Berghoff's. Sandberg haunting Crocs and Brentano's in search of himself. Sandberg riding an Art Institute lion, sitting on a table, nodding off, reading himself to sleep in the Chicago Public Library. Oh, let me be monosyllabic today, old Lord. A crony of old men who wash sunlight in their fingers and enjoy slow pacing clocks. Sandberg on the bridge, Michigan and Wacker, perusing the Gothic heights of the Chicago Tribune building, laughing with his white teeth, turning to the Chicago Sun-Times, remembering the old Daily News, under the terrible burden of destiny, laughing as a young man laughs, then boarding the Mercury sightseeing boat under the bridge for a last view of the lake, city of the floating shoulders, and a final winding farewell on the Chicago River, head singing, so proud to be alive and coarse and strong and cunning, the ghost of Sandberg, ascending on cat feet now, river trailing from his shoulders in fall, nocturne in a deserted urban landscape, the Sandberg specter floating Chagall, blue river light, starlight, moonlight, merging all the waterways, Rock River, the Fox River, the Chicago River, the Des Plaines River, the Kankakee River, Illinois, downstate, oh Sangamon, Little Wabash, Little Muddy, oh home in Illinois. I find myself in prairie, my peace, my past. I need prairie to pitch into, to plant myself, to dream myself corn and loam and wheat and grass and goldenrod and rooster, yellow summer rain, oak, daisy, dark running water, farmers and flatland and horse and honey locust and purple thistle, crabapple, hollyhock, prairie rose, crow and meadow, dogwood and thrush, limestone, bushel basket, hazelnut, spade, goat, plow, Holstein cow, North Star, bullfrog, haystack, Abe Lincoln, prairie child. The story lags. The story has no connection. The story is nothing but a lot of banjo, plinka, plinka, plunka. Time, time, the storyteller, you can't shut up. Son, you ain't seen nothing yet. I lean into a prairie wind and plant an acorn, be an acorn, become an oak, spreading my arms into branches and holding hawk and owl and crow and cradling them gently, lifting them off. I am trees, I am woods, I am forests, wind dancer, twilight, horizon, first star, deepest night, harvest moon, daybreak, the rising sun. I stretch and lie down in prairie gas. I chuckle over my own facade in blue heaven looking glass. Slip long, thin green weeds between my feet and play with it gently inside my mouth. I extend my arms beside me, reach, working a pair of angel wings in earth as a child would do in snow, working my legs the same way. Kickapoo, I say. Chillicothe. Papoose. Caboose. Hallelujah on top of dung pile, bypaths, gravestones, bandanas, and a wagon load of rashes. Plinka, plinka, plunk. My guitar has strummed itself into bird. Working myself on the earth now into earth, till the image is shrouded in prairie, the earth angel becomes shadow, becomes light, while grasses rise all around once more. Two prairie roses for what the eyes once saw, and wind tickling the longest thin straw held in a mouthful of roots, jabbering, jabbering in me still.